Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. We'll be joined in about 20 minutes by Solomon Wilcox, former NFL safety. He's the host of Opening Drive on Sirius XM's NFL channel. But wanted to get into some Hollywood stories here, specifically Yellowstone. Yellowstone looks like Kevin Costner is departing Yellowstone. Those are reports at this point.
I haven't seen one episode of Yellowstone either.
I feel like I've missed the boat, and all I hear is people just raving about how good it is.
I watched the first season or two for like maybe four or five
How many
seasons
have there been?
I think four or five.
I feel like we're slow building episodes.
This is the fifth.
Man, I slept on it.
Don't you think it's kind of like slow building, at least in the first season or so?
Yeah, I would say that, but I think it's worth the wait.
Yeah, I know people love it.
I'm a Yellowstone mark.
Yeah.
I already saw they have the person that's going to
take over
for Kevin Costner.
Yeah, they're going to have a spinoff featuring... And I kind of like this, Matthew McConaughey. So they'll spin off with Matthew McConaughey and retain the majority of the Yellowstone cast.
There's a mystique to Matthew McConaughey, right? I mean,
he's a really good actor.
Yeah. He could probably pull it off.
I think he could definitely
pull it off. How big a role does Costner have in every episode? Is he a big part of every episode?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the whole ranch is his.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean, he is the show. Yeah.
Sources reveal that Costner had been refusing to commit to a lengthy shooting schedule.
Hmm.
According to Deadline, said that Costner originally had agreed to 65 days of shooting for the show. However, for the first part of the current season, he only wanted to commit to 50 days.
Hmm.
Things only got worse, apparently, when it came time to plan the second batch of episodes for the current fifth season. An insider told the outlet that Costner asked to only shoot for a week. So apparently he wants to pull back. They have a hit show on their hands. They don't want him to go anywhere. It's a ratings bonanza for them, moneymaker.
I'm kind of surprised he distanced himself from it because it's such a huge hit.
Why did you give up on it after two?
Because I felt it was a little slow building.
It was just a little slow.
I mean,
for you?
I probably watched it. Didn't it kind of blow up at the beginning of like when everybody was like pandemic'd? Like or maybe a year before that.
I know that's how I caught up on it.
Yeah. That's where I watched like four or five episodes, and there were some intriguing. There was a little bit of scintillating nudity, maybe at times. Were there a few like?
Yeah, there's some jugs.
Yeah, yeah,
butt shots.
And by the way, he's getting paid handsomely, $1 million per episode.
Wow, yeah.
a milli per episode.
It was really shot really well and everything. I think it's one of those shows that's like actually in 4K.
Looks like it came out in 2018.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with Yellowstone, like the Dutton, you know, cinematic universe, is that since they already have two spinoffs. They could just bring in another Dutton cousin who's a Matthew McConaughey and like throw him in a ranch.
What are the two spinoffs currently?
1883 and 1923.
Do you watch those?
Are you in on them?
I've seen both.
Yeah, they're both great.
So those are prequels?
Yes.
I mean, one of them has Harrison Ford in the mix, right?
Yeah.
1923 has Harrison Ford.
Isn't Harrison Ford like 90? Like,
he's old.
He's 80. So,
yeah, but he's an old badass.
He's got a show on... I think it's HBO Max. It might be a different.
No,
it's Apple Plus. He plays a psychiatrist or something.
Apple Plus, Shrinking, and it's good.
Is it? I was about to check it out this weekend, and I didn't.
It's good.
I got to say, though, Yellowstone, and I'm surprised I slept on it because Taylor Sheridan created it, and Taylor Sheridan is a 100% genius.
Right, hit maker.
Everything he touches.
What else has Taylor Sheridan done?
I'm going to pull up Sicario. His body of
work. Did you like Sicario?
Sicario was really good.
Hell or High Water.
Sons of Anarchy.
Wind River. He does my show, Mayor of Kingstown.
Tulsa King.
I mean, he's brilliant.
Tulsa King is Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm. He did. Did you say Wind River?
Yes,
that Wind was River. Good.
What is Wind River?
That was the movie with Jeremy Renner about a murder on like an Indian reservation,
correct.
I believe.
Yeah. It's scintillating.
It's well done.
But anything Taylor Sheridan does is usually very good. Surprised I slept on Yellowstone.
Why don't you jump?
I just feel like anything that's four or five seasons in. I mean, I probably should, but I just feel like I've slept on it and I missed the boat.
Boat's still there.
Aren't they super long episodes?
No, they're an hour.
Aren't they over an hour or no?
No, they're an hour.
Here's what's stopping me. I think you have to have Peacock.
Paramount Plus, right?
Well Paramount Plus are where the new ones are on. I think Peacock is on the old ones.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. Peacock has the old episodes.
Okay.
That's what's stopping me.
So you're telling me that if I have Paramount Plus, that I can only access certain episodes?
I think you can only have access to this
current season.
This season.
That's wacky. Like, you should be able to have access to the whole thing on one platform.
It's like when old shows go to Netflix or something.
Is it similar? Because I haven't watched it. Is it similar to like old school Dallas?
Just shot so much different, right? Because it's out wherever. Was it Wyoming or where the hell it is?
Montana.
It's, you know. Outdoorsy.
It's definitely outdoorsy.
Yeah.
You guys can't do a single thing they're doing on the ranch.
Give me an example.
Shoe a horse.
Nope. Can't do that. What else?
Saddle a horse.
Nope.
Put up chicken wire.
What is saddling a horse?
Put the saddle on top of the horse.
I
can
do that.
It?
No, you got to do it a whole way. You got to cinch it the right way.
What I could do that.
You got to put up chicken wire.
I wouldn't do that.
You herd cattle.
Nope.
No.
Brand cattle, rope cattle.
I would like to rope it. I think branding
cattle, like, you just have to heat up the brand and then stick it on like its leg, right? I mean, I think I could do that.
Could you even brush a horse?
Brush a horse?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Yes, if I saw a YouTube video on how to brush a horse, I could do that.
You know what you'd be great at? Shoveling the stalls.
That I could do. That's stupid grunt work. I can do that.
I don't even think I've ever in my life worn a cowboy hat.
You haven't?
When would you have worn a cowboy hat? Have you?
No.
For sure.
I think I had a cowboy hat.
Like, you understand, my family grew up on a farm. So my cousins, they had cowboy hats. They had boots. That's what they all
wore. Okay, as a kid, if you worn a cowboy hat in the last 30 years.
No.
Cowboy hats, sorry. They look hurting. It's not a great one.
I have not and would never.
What if you became a country music star? You'd have to wear a cowboy hat.
What are the chances that's going to happen?
Does Darius Rucker wear a cowboy hat now that he converted?
I don't know.
From like pop
I don't know that I've seen him wearing a cowboy hat.
Usually he's wearing a South Carolina hat. I haven't seen him in a cowboy hat.
I would wear a
cowboy seen him in concert.
If I got an endorsement. I would wear it on the show. If Stetson sponsored you? If Stetson said, here's a five-figure deal to wear a cowboy hat on the air, I would be wearing a cowboy hat. Right now.
No, I see Darius Rucker with cowboy hats.
He often wears a ball cap, but there are pictures of him where he's like at the Country Music Awards or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if he's performing, he's done that before.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my guy is Jimmy Allen. That's my new guy. You got to get that song Down Home. It gives me a creeper.
Cowboy hats, they work for country music stars, and cowboys, obviously. You work on a ranch. But otherwise, if you're walking around wearing a cowboy hat, you look like a bit of a goofball.
I used to spend my summers at my Uncle Ronnie's farm in the barn shooting hoops. He had a hoop, and it was about 11 feet high. It was a little too high.
You're like from French Lick.
Yeah. I was like Larry Bird.
When you guys were in high school, did kids ever dress as cowboys?
No. Dude, we're from the suburbs.
I know.
Nobody dresses a cowboy.
No, you grew up in Peachy County.
My one friend who changed his name from Craig to Trucker.
Yeah,
in elementary school.
That seems on brand.
His teacher read a note from the parents that said Craig wants to now be called Trucker. He wants to identify as Trucker on IDing or whatever as you want to be or whatever.
His pronoun.
Yeah, he was way ahead. Yeah.
What do you think he did?
His pronoun was Rig.
He wanted to be known
his last
as
name?
Trucker.
I think I know it.
And he wore a big.
I think I know his last name
he wore
too.
A big belt.
Oh yeah, yeah the big yeah.
big belt
he had a
buckle.
Big belt and jeans. And he wanted to be called Trucker.
On Yellowstone, they're called Buckle Bunnies. Those are like the lot lizards of the
very
ranch.
Nice.
Dude, I thought of you the other day when I was at that that rest stop, and I had to use the bathroom and get like a I got a Whopper Jr. with cheese.
Oh, coming back from the Rutgers.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw like 8 truckers. Right. They were all like sleeping.
Sure.
And I was like, "There's probably a lot lizard. Yeah,
there might be
knocking on the cabin
yeah.
door."
Right. I was like, "No one's. I mean, they could do anything they want there. You
of
know
course.
What I mean? It's completely unregulated."
No, but Drabby, there were no Cowboy Todds that we were hanging out with.
Yeah, no yeah. guys
kids.
Wearing.
DeMatha didn't have a roping team.
I'm trying to think. There might have been one or two that would come to parties with cowboy hats, but
really.
There's one that I'm thinking of, but I don't know.
From
that
our class?
Is an, yeah. That is an impressive feat, by the way. The dude, like at a rodeo, when the cowboy is riding on a horse, and he's got his rope, and he's doing this, and he throws it around the calf's neck, and then he hops
off the
horse.
Dude, I'm telling you, rodeos are hot for college kids.
Really?
Rodeos are hot. They have one, I think, at Frederick.
Yes, they definitely have
one. And all the college kids go over there, and they tailgate.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just, and I think girls go.
Yeah, Buckle Bunny.
Well, I think cowboys.
I think those rodeos are so nubbins because my son went to them a few times that they'll offer the dum-dums in the crowd like $50 a head to like get in the ring and run away from the bull.
To be one of the clowns?
Would never do
some
that.
People go out
sure
and
want to be trampled.
For $50.
Well, if you're hammered, you do it.
Yeah, you had a few beers at the rodeo, you're definitely going
to
do it.
Yeah. No, Stevie and his boys, and I'm sure you're probably there at the same time your boy
sure.
was. They like to go up there and tailgate, and maybe they see, what do they call them, buckle bunnies?
Yeah, buckle bunnies.
Maybe they go
I've
hang
never,
out with the buckle
I've
bunnies.
Never been to a rodeo, but I think it would be fun. Mm. I think it would appeal to my white trash
sensibilities. Why don't you go up to the one in Frederick?
I mean, maybe I'll go sometime.
Cakes, you can come by. I'm doing some roping around 3 o'clock.
You are.
Oh, you're a different kind.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my cousins.
I want to be around your rope.
nobody does. My cousins, every summer, they would raise like pigs or whatever, and then you take it to the show.
Yeah, you take it to the county fair.
Take it
first
to the
place.
Fair, and then you compete for having the best fed pig or whatever.
I had some college conquest to have a ribbon.
I think it's like a dog show where you show off your dog.
Sure, yes,
you
show.
You show off your pig. I'm telling you, they would raise pigs. And then I think you sell them to them, right? And then they slaughter the pig.
I would assume so.
Did you groomed all summer?
Sure.
I think
turns into pork belly and bacon. It's delicious. That's the way it works. All right, this is a weird pivot, but when we come back, we'll talk Super Bowl and NFL with Solomon Wilcots here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL when you download the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. We say hello to Solomon Wilcox, former NFL safety, host of The Opening Drive on SiriusXM's NFL channel. Solomon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing well. How is Arizona treating you? I'm checking out your Twitter, at Solomon's Wisdom. I see you have boots on the ground in the greater Phoenix area. How is the Super Bowl preps ramping up there in Arizona at this point?
Things are good. You know, we're off to a really good start. Of course, last night, it being Monday, was opening night. As you well know, that's the big media extravaganza to sort of open up the festivities here in Phoenix as they begin hosting Super Bowl 57. But everyone was in a good mood, of course. The Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason, their mom brought cookies. So she was sort of the hit of the evening, and a lot of comments and a lot of quotes coming from both sides. And so let the festivities begin.
Man, it's nice. You guys have a nice SiriusXM, like, professional setup. I see you and Ryan Leaf on the set there. When we would go to Radio Row back in the day, many moons
just
ago,
table.
Like, we had a folding table, and we barely had the equipment to get us on the air. I mean, it must be nice to have this big professional production there.
I feel like a big silly
at Radio Row.
Yeah, you know, they got to make us all feel important. They bring out this big stage with great lighting. It's really great the way this event has grown and the amount of investment that's gone into it. And the partners, broadcast partners of the National Football League, you know, they begin to treat us like we're important as well. And I think it's really great the way that this league has grown economically. Think about it. You guys are waking up every morning doing a show covering NFL. Their tentacles are everywhere, and I think we all pretty much have a seat at the table, and that's a good thing.
So I see that you had a sit down with Eric Bieniemy, it looks like over Zoom or whatever, and he's obviously a hot guy out there. The Commanders are looking for an OC. Ron claims that he's kind of holding out until he could get a chance to sit down with him. Are you of the mindset, having talked to Eric, that he's desperate to get out of Kansas City? Will he leave to just go anywhere?
No, he's not desperate at all. I mean, this guy, if you know his resume, you go back and look at, you know, obviously he's been under Andy Reid for a long time. He played for Andy during his final season as a player in the NFL, coached and been with him on a long time. But everywhere Eric has been, he's won. As a player and as a young man, this guy was, you know, a finalist for the Heisman Trophy and won a national championship in college. He is a born leader, and the players absolutely love him. So he's one of those force multipliers, and that's why you got to understand, you know, Ron Rivera, he's an Andy Reid guy, right? Jimmy Johnson, they've all kind of came through that family. He understands what Eric's about and the system that he's coming out of. And what he brings, I'm telling you right now, he can help transform a locker room. He can lead a team. What offensive coordinator do you know has been to 5 straight AFC championship games and 3 Super Bowls in 4 years? And a lot of people want to parse, does he call the plays? Does he design the play? How much does he coach Patrick Mahomes? At the end of, we don't ask these questions with anyone else. We take the fruits of their labor and we're like, wow, we're impressed. I think it's okay to ask the questions. I think we got to believe the answers. And the answers are the results that I just kind of gave you. The AFC championships, the Super Bowls, the performance of a young quarterback that evolved and developed while he was tutoring him. So I think whoever gets them, they're going to be all the better for it.
Hey, Solomon, I think part of the knock on him, at least in years past, has been he doesn't interview well, doesn't come off well when he's in a one-on-one situation. But I've learned my lesson in the past few years not to read too much into interviews from coaches, like
press conferences, introductory
press conferences, specifically with Sirianni and Dan Campbell. I mean, Sirianni's been in the playoffs his first 2 years and now to the Super Bowl, and it looks like Dan Campbell's starting to get it turned around in Detroit. And their opening press conferences were far from impressive. So I've learned to kind of get away from judging a guy just kind of by that metric.
And even a guy who might do that very well, but then find out, it's not working once they start once the games roll around and the way that things materialize, they can't form relationships with players. At the end of the day, you know what football and what this sport is about? Obviously, you got to be able to have the X's and O's and a command of that to be able to give players a plan to go out and execute. But after that, can you motivate young men and these players to go out and play hard for you every single week, regardless if you've lost four in a row and five in a row? That's what you've seen with Dan Campbell. I mean, these guys love playing hard, but they love playing hard for him. They get the sense that he's in it with them. And I can tell you right now, Eric Bieniemy has some of the same similar traits. He coaches players hard. I've been in the room when it's happened, but they take it. And you know why they take it? Because they know he can make them better. At the end of the day, I don't know what these owners are looking for in coaches. I think they're looking for something that they usually find in one of their corporate boardrooms. And you and I both know that's not always what works when it comes to leading a room of 53 men.
Hey, Salman, I wanted to ask you, back when you were in the Super Bowl, I mean, this is 35 years ago, and I think you guys played in Miami. Was that correct? Were you guys in Miami that year?
Yeah.
Was that a 1 week break or a 2 week break after the conference championships?
No, we had a 2 week break. It was awesome to have 2 weeks in between that, you know, we had a week to take care of our families, get the tickets and everything ready, and you know, just get the game plan under our belt. That way, by the time we arrived in Miami, we could enjoy at least for the first couple of days some of the festivities surrounding the event. Kind of take it all in before diving back in to get ready for the game. But it was the groundwork and all of that had already been laid, and we were well on our way.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what your biggest memory, outside of the actual game, what your biggest memory was, just kind of leading up to it.
Yeah, outside the game, I remember we went in to see a movie, and the movie was called Mississippi Burning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a movie that had just come out.
Yep.
And then we came out of the movie, and I'm looking at the skyline, and Miami was burning. And they had a riot during the first few days when we got there in Overtown. There was a section over in Miami, literally was on fire.
Wow.
And so that's not something you expect to see in a host city as a Super Bowl, rioting and looting and burning, particularly after coming out of a movie that was quite similar.
So, all right, so just kind of talking about this game. You got the two best teams in the conferences. You got the 2-1 seeds who had home field. You've got two really good offenses. Obviously, Mahomes is on another level. But you got, you know, the defensive lines are really good. The Eagles led the league in sacks. They can run the ball. Andy Reid is obviously one of the offensive geniuses in the league. So what are you thinking now? I mean, do you lean a certain way, or do you think this is going to kind of come down to last possession?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Eagles, that roster is loaded.
Right.
When you think about it, you know, the way that they've hit, hurry, and harassed quarterback this year, we haven't seen this kind of production from any defensive line since the 85 Chicago Bears. So that's quite formidable. But if you had to say, look, what's the tipping point? What's the X factor in the game? I would have to say it's Patrick Mahomes. And I would have to say it's Patrick Mahomes teamed with Andy Reid, a guy who coached 14 years in Philly and built really the foundation of the organization that you see today. A lot of the foundation was laid over the 14 years that Andy Reid was there. Came over to Kansas City and built a very similar structure, right? Similar success track record for winning. And he's a difference maker as a play caller. You give him 2 weeks to prepare, I think he'll give the Eagles something that they haven't seen before. I think the execution level of Patrick Mahomes is good enough to win, particularly now that he's had enough time to rest that ankle. I don't think he'll be 100%, but he'll be much closer to it than he was in the AFC Championship game.
I will say this, Solomon, and we kind of talked about this on yesterday's show. I'm interested to see how Mahomes plays, because in the two Super Bowls that he's played in, and you know this, he hadn't been very good. He's got four interceptions in those two games, and he was pounded in one of those games, obviously, by Tampa. So he certainly has something to prove for this particular week.
Yeah, he does. And, like, so just let's look at that 49ers Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the first half of that game, dude. they were hitting him.
Yep.
They were harassing him. He was on the ground. His jersey. But he shook all that off in the second half, and he carved them up.
Yeah, he did.
He hit big bombs down the field to their receiver. So I gave him a lot of credit. The guy was a second-year quarterback. I mean, think about a youthful quarterback like that. So he's much more experienced. Obviously, in the second Super Bowl, his offensive line was in tatters up against a group like Ndamukong Suh, Vita Vea, and Jason Pierre-Paul. But yet, he was battling for his life. Look, quarterbacks can only do so much, but when they're on the ground, it's going to be hard to play. So they got to keep him upright. I don't look at him as having a poor track record in Super Bowls. I just think I take each and every game on its merit. The fact that he is a Super Bowl winner, I think that's great. And now he's going for number two, but he's going to have to go through a really good defense in order to make that happen.
Joined by Solomon Wilcots, former NFL safety, host of the opening drive on SiriusXM. He's in Arizona covering the Super Bowl. And the greatness of Mahomes is you take away his best offensive weapon outside of Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and he still throws for 41 touchdowns and over 5,200 yards during the regular season with, let's be honest, a pretty pedestrian cast of characters at wideout outside of Kelce, obviously the tight end.
Oh, absolutely. Look, if you just take a look at where the way that he has grown, and I think the way that he's improved as a player, I think he's become more patient. I think he's become more efficient. I think he's no longer looking to hit necessarily the home run on the deep ball, which, remember, came so easy to him early in his career, right? Year one, year two, year one, he threw for over 5,000 yards in his first year as a starter. And I think going through some of the growing pains last year kind of taught him the way defenses were playing him, forcing him to check it down. This year he's been very good at that, not forcing the ball into coverage deep, using his running backs out of the backfield, primarily Jerick McKinnon. If you look at the number of touchdowns next to his name, you'll see that the production is transferred from someone like Tyreek Hill with easy scores to them being more efficient per each and every drive. And then down in the red zone, it's either Travis Kelce or Jerick McKinnon. The Chiefs lead the league in scoring drive percentage. That is, every single possession that turns into a touchdown, they've done it at a higher percentage than any other team in the league, despite not having Tyreek Hill. And I think that speaks well for the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, Solomon, Jason mentioned you being in the Super Bowl. You face the Niners, and I do want to go back to that game because I'm wondering, as a competitor, how often do you think about those games, those moments? That's a game in which you guys had a lead. The Bengals had a lead in the fourth quarter, but Jerry Rice had a monster game, over 200 yards. You were a corner. What was it like to prepare for Jerry Rice? What was the whole experience like?
Well, we knew that it was going to be formidable, right? I think halftime of the game, the score was, what, 6-6 or something like that? They didn't have the explosive plays. They didn't
3-3, by the way.
3-3, yeah.
3-3, that's what it was. Yeah, 3-3. Thank you. We held it down, I thought, pretty good defensively. At the end of the day, you know, you play against a team like that and you have them, 17 to 13, I think, with 40 seconds to go or under a minute to go. And they get the game-winning drive on you with Joe Montana, and they end up winning, 20-16, 2017, something like that.
Yep.
And yeah. So, you know, I felt like we had a good plan defensively. At the end of the day, they got the final score. It came down to that final drive, final possession, one last touchdown. Yeah, I think about it all the time, particularly when you're at the Super Bowl or you think about the big game. You think you're going to get another chance maybe to redeem yourself or playing that kind of game again and never comes around. But, we were that close, 40 seconds away. But Joe Montana rode off into the Miami night with our Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, he hit John Taylor. Hey, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this, and Aaron Rodgers has been kind of criticized the last couple of days because of his responses in his interview after he won the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach, talking about where he's going to land. But what's your gut on where he will land? I can't imagine it's going to be staying in Green Bay. Do you think he's going to go to Vegas? Is there another, the Jets? Is there another team that you're kind of thinking about with Aaron Rodgers and his future?
Well, recent reports state that he's now beginning to be open to moving on, and that there was a team, knowing that they wouldn't trade him to an NFC team, because I do think that there would be some preference to maybe a team like the 49ers. But the Raiders is the latest team that's come up. You and I both know that Davante Adams has been tweeting and texting and messaging and sending out every message he can to try to entice Aaron to join him there. You have to probably ask yourself, when Davante Adams decided to leave the team after Aaron Rodgers signed that 3-year, $150 million contract, when he left, everyone was kind of shocked, like, why would he up and leave Aaron Rodgers? Maybe he knew something we didn't. And I think maybe Aaron and the Green Bay Packers, they didn't let on, but maybe that contract was meant to be only a 1-year deal. And Davante Adams was like, well, look, if you're not going to be here long term, why should I? Because other than that, I couldn't really see Davante Adams leaving his situation there in Green Bay unless he knew that Aaron would not be there long term.
Solomon, I know before you go, you wanted to let our listeners know about the MACI procedure for knee repair. That's way above my pay grade. I'll toss this to you, my friend.
Well, you guys, you should know that each year more than 12 million people visit the doctor's office with some kind of knee pain, right? About half of them, about 6 million each year, have some kind of cartilage damage. And listen, this is not an injury or an ailment that repairs itself. You can't regrow cartilage tissue naturally. Typically, you have to have a microfracture procedure, or you have an arthroscopic procedure where they clean it out. But it usually leaves you with, bone on bone. And nobody wants to get to that level. Well, through Vericel, they have a procedure called MACI, where they can go in and they take a healthy piece of your cartilage tissue and they grow it on a collagen membrane, and then they can go back in and reinsert it, and it adheres to the healthy tissue and to the bone. This is the preferred procedure if you're dealing with cartilage damage in the knee. It's been approved for 5 years, and it's had great results with patients who've went back to becoming weekend warriors like myself, who want to get back to golfing or skiing or just playing basketball or just get back to, living your daily life. This can help give you back that vitality that you're looking for. So in order to find a doctor near you, go to the website at www.maci.com, MACI.com, to find a doctor near you and find out more about the MACI procedure.
Awesome information. Thanks, Solomon. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your week in Arizona.
Yeah,
man.
Have fun out there.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
All right, bro.
That's Solomon Wilcots, former NFL safety, host of The Opening Drive on Sirius XM NFL Radio. He's at Solomon's Wisdom on Twitter. When we come back, we're going to tell you what the most popular Super Bowl party food is. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Late guest edition. Robert Griffin III will join us coming up at 9 a.m.
Nice.
So by my math, my terrible radio math, that is roughly 14 minutes from now.
And he was in Vegas for the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
The flag football game anyway.
Yes, he was.
And then obviously he's in Arizona. So, I mean, he's yep. all over the place out west.
So the Super Bowl is just a few days away. It's this mm-hmm. Sunday, obviously.
Where is everyone watching?
My plan right now is watch at home. And unless a wealthy benefactor comes in the last minute for a high-priced, last-second Junks appearance, uh-huh. I'll be watching it at home.
My 13-year-old is threatening to have a Super Bowl party Ooh. With like a group of her friends
okay.
now. Well, then that... like I told you, they all want to go down in the media room now. It's all
and?
Done.
And you've said?
I've said you could, but I limited it to 10 people.
Okay.
I'm not having 30, you know, eighth graders.
Right, right.
Running around
They'll just
screaming.
Destroy your house.
Yeah, and it's going to ruin the Super Bowl for me.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, if you're going to have a party, you obviously need to have food to serve.
Right.
And I have the top 10 list of the most popular foods served on Super Bowl Sunday.
All right.
And I need you guys to guess the top 10.
Oh. All right, well, obviously wings have to be on there.
Let's see. On this list, buffalo wings does make the list.
Well, I'm going to say some sort of a slider has to be on there.
Well, pizza is going to be at or near the top.
Pizza bites?
Shockingly enough, pizza did not make the cut.
What?
According to this survey. But maybe that's because a lot of people munch on finger foods and snacks. In a poll, 70% of people say they mainly eat appies. Appetizers on Super Bowl Sunday. And right. 74, this shocked me, 74% say they make their own food for the game rather than ordering out.
All right, hold on. For
That's
sure,
a big number.
Yeah. Chips and dip. Some sort of chips and dip has to be on there.
Chips and salsa makes the cut.
All right, but no, like,
I don't have
hell of a good French onion dip.
No hummus.
What did you just say?
Chips and salsa.
Hell of a good French onion dip. Not
this,
on there.
The seven
just
layer
not
dip
not on the list.
What about
no seven layer dip?
What about my sliders?
Sliders.
Yeah, pigs in a blanket.
It's a terrible list.
Pigs in a blanket did make the list.
Pigs in a blanket actually is always served.
I think that's number 9 on the list.
At my wife's family's Thanksgiving, when it's just a hodgepodge of appetizers.
It's a fantastic white trash appetizer.
Oh,
I love
so,
it. I can I can never stay away from a pig in a blanket. They're
that's
so good.
That's worth a cheat day. Just
yeah.
eat that all day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, what else is on the list? You guys are missing
nachos.
Dip.
Nachos.
Nachos make the list. That is number...
So we have 4.
So give me ones that we've said.
So far, you guys have hit wings, chips and salsa, pigs in a blanket, nachos. So we still have, I believe, 6 items? 6 items you guys are missing.
I just guessed spinach dip.
Spinach and artichoke dip. Well done, JP. It's coming
okay,
in
it
at number 10.
Barely on. Slow down.
There are 2 on
cheese
here.
Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers, not on the list.
Is there any like fruit on there? Like
no, there's no
fruit.
Hold on. Is there something in there we'll never get?
I think you're going
to. Can we like everything on there?
This is a pretty big giveaway. Jason hates one of the items with a passion.
Oh, does it have guac in it?
Guacamole.
Oh, it's terrible.
Is number 2.
That's a
on
terrible
the list.
List.
But you have to have guac. You dip it in.
Yeah,
you
but
have
like
to have
this,
chips.
It's,
so it just
it's
says
served.
Guac.
Just snacks that are served.
All right, that's chips and salsa.
So there are,
and guac.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3. There are still 4 items list.
All right,
listed
what about,
that you're missing?
What about this? Has to be on the list
because
it's
to be?
Just money.
Okay. All right.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Not on this list.
It is money.
So it's good. Very good.
I mean, it's so much better than spinach dip and guac.
I like spinach and artichoke dip. I'm a fan.
I know you are.
All right,
I'm not.
Shrimp.
Shrimp, not on the list.
How about meatballs?
Meatballs?
Yeah, meatballs
this is
should
shocking.
Be in there.
Is the number 1 item on
well,
the list.
So good.
Meatballs, number
Have
1.
Have you ever been, I think, I can't remember what town it is when we go for this volleyball tournament. We always go to this meatball restaurant. You ever
okay.
been to those before?
I've never
it's
heard of such a
meatballs,
thing.
Meatballs, and you get a meatball.
No pasta?
They're like the size of like a baseball.
Okay.
And there's like
that sounds awesome.
There's 100 different ways you can get them.
All right.
And
like different types of meat. They're all grounded into one ball.
And you all can get... different sauces.
Ooh.
Oh, sounds so good.
I mean, it's incredible.
I know. I love them.
It's just a meatball
all right.
place.
All right. Do you want like Swedish meatballs or marinara meatballs better?
Oh, marinara to me.
I think marinara.
Or some sort
like
of
the Swedish.
Or some sort of a
either.
Barbecue.
I would have either.
I don't know. I don't.
Are there any desserts in there?
Zero desserts.
Right, how about desserts. This? Potato skins.
Still have three items.
Nobody makes
loaded potato skins.
No tater skins.
Those are hard to make.
Those are so delicious. They're not hard to make if you buy the TGI Fridays frozen version.
All right, hold on.
Not hard to make at all.
Well, this is not hard to make. And well, I don't know.
Are there any soups on there?
Soups?
No.
You know what?
That's the lamest chili. Super Bowl party.
Chili.
I was about to say a soup-like item.
I love chili. Throw
chili
so much sour cream and cheese on it.
You
that's
guys
still
are
kind of technically
you guys
keto.
Are missing two items.
Are we missing an obvious one?
One's really good. The other is not a lot of people are into it. I like it. I don't think you like it.
I like it?
It's Middle Eastern.
Oh. Huh.
Middle Eastern?
Right, Mediterranean, Middle
Did you
Eastern,
say hummus?
Hummus.
Oh, right.
We said,
hummus.
Said that,
we had
like,
said that earlier, but giraffe
5 minutes ago.
I've got a ringing in my ear. I can't hear everything.
I
can't hear everything. There's one item left. It's generally a side item with dinner, and they're
mac and cheese.
No, that's a good guess, but no.
It's a side item.
Side item that you would have with dinner, and they're delicious. And you can get
they're
them.
They're delicious.
Yeah, you can get them at fast food spots too.
So just like, fry some sort of a fry.
Close.
Tots.
Tots are silly.
Tots are so good.
All right, I like everything except for hummus, guac, and spinach.
So it's meatballs, guac, chips and salsa,
everything
tots,
else I'll pummel it.
Chili, wings, hummus,
flame,
nachos,
hook me.
Pigs in a blanket, and spinach artichoke.
All those sliders should be on that.
Sliders are okay.
Oh, they're
just
so
leaves,
good.
It leaves you hankering for the real thing.
Sliders not more like, so there's good. No crab dip. There's no shrimp.
Hey, seven-layer dip.
I mean, this is the story's for the Super Bowl, not a Raven Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How about a seven-layer dip, though? Seven-layer dip's good.
Yeah, seven-layer dip's definitely good.
This research was conducted by an industrial sales company called Bid On Equipment. So you consider the source.
Right.
Yeah. I'm stunned that pizza's not in the mix.
Pizza not in the mix?
Do people order pizza for Super Bowl?
I guarantee you, look at another list, pizza's on it.
People order pizza all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but no, yeah. The Super Bowl is kind of like a special thing.
You know, I'm not saying it's special, but I'm saying it's the most common.
Do you know what puts your Super Bowl party over the top?
Oh, what's the clincher?
You had a taco bar.
Taco bar is so good. Taco or nacho bar.
Last time
I went to a Caps game, they had a nacho bar at the Caesars Lounge. You think I didn't make a plate of nachos with jalapenos and carnitas?
Carnitas.
I think this list is accurate. I can't remember the last time I saw pizza at a Super Bowl party.
That's true.
It's always nachos and finger food.
I think it's
I have a list which came out yesterday, the posing list. Some of them are the same as from that list.
Yeah.
Number one is wings.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, pizza. Number three, chips and dip. Number four, nachos. Five, grilled meat. Six, brownies. They actually have
brownies.
A dessert.
No nuts in my brownies.
Really
no thanks.
Seven,
really
pigs in a blanket.
Dessert at a Super Bowl party.
No. Here it's got eight, buffalo chicken dip, which we talked about. Nine, baked ziti.
Buffalo chicken dip is so good.
And 10, it has sugar sausages, like kielbasa.
You're going to find 400 million different lists with different items on it. I'm a big slider guy and I'm a big buff chicken dip guy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Why do you like buffalo chicken dip so much?
I don't know.
I've never seen you so.
I love it.
Jason, you need to wipe your nose. You're on TV. It's like you have.
Do I got snot coming out?
Yeah, you got snot or something coming out.
I'm sorry.
I hate to say that, but I mean, you're on TV.
By the way, speaking of sliders, I've never been as tilted as I was when I was at this. I was at Warped Tour, the last one in Atlantic City. I spent the night at the Borgata. I was the oldest guy at the Warped Tour. I still had a great time. Spent the night at the Borgata. Ordered room service. Yeah. Ordered sliders.
Yeah.
All right. He sent my room sliders with no meat. It was a bun.
What do you mean?
It was a bun. Yeah. And it was
and just with cheese?
It was like lettuce and tomato and no meat in the middle.
Why'd you get like some sort of vegetarian slider?
I didn't realize what I was ordering.
It was a veggie slider.
You ordered a vegetarian slider.
I just figured if it says slider.
Did it at least have a mushroom in it?
No. It had like a lettuce, tomato, and ketchup.
Well, that's the worst ever.
With no burger in the middle.
Did you complain?
I was distraught.
I put that on you because you didn't look to see what the ingredients were.
That's definitely user error.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that you forgot to put the meat in?
No chance. There were like five of them. They forgot them all five. All right, when we come back, we will be joined by Robert Griffin III. We'll talk Super Bowl and more with him next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.